He was in a fevered state of mind, owing to the blight his wife's action threatened to cast upon his entire future. He would have to pay her the money which she would now regularly demand, or there would be trouble. It did not matter what he did. Hurstwood walked the floor, mentally arranging the chief points of his situation. He also thought of his managerial position. How would the papers talk about it? Many little wrinkles gathered between his eyes as he contemplated this, and his brow moistened. He could arrange that satisfactorily, for Carrie would be glad to wait, if necessary. He would see how things turned out tomorrow, and then he would talk to her. They were going to meet as usual. For some reason, he felt as if something might come that way, and was relieved when all the envelopes had been scanned and nothing suspicious noticed. While the danger had not lessened, it had not as yet materialized, and with him, no news was good news. So little did he consider Drua that it never once occurred to him to worry about his finding out.